Hi, my name is Dan, and I would love to tell you about my three times great-grandfather, George. His family has always lived in the Boston area. I just recently came across a daily journal that Grandpa George kept. He wrote in his journal how much he loved riding the rails on the Boston and Providence when he was a young boy. Twice a year, George's father took the family to visit his sister, who lived about 25 miles from our home near Boston. Grandpa George said it cost about 3 cents a mile to travel this distance, a dear price to pay for a farmer's family of five in the 1830s. During the trip, Grandpa George sat by the window and immersed himself in the changing scenery. He loved hearing the rhythmic sound of the horses' hooves as they came in contact with the railroad ties. Grandpa never lost his love for riding the rails on the Boston and Providence. When he grew up, he went to work for the railroad, as did many of his successors. Today, I am an engineer, and I never tire of hearing the clickety-clack as metal meets metal on the rails. My train is quite different from the wooden coach in which Grandpa traveled. Today's trains are not pulled by actual horses, but by tremendous mechanical horsepower.